The Ninth Circuit clears the way for BIPOC class actions. As detailed in prior posts, in January, the Illinois Supreme Court held that a plaintiff need not plead an actual injury beyond a per se statutory violation to state a claim for statutory liquidated damages or injunctive relief under the Illinois Biometric Information Privacy Act, BIPA. While recent decisions applying BIPOC have been largely Illinois-based, the Ninth Circuit recently applied BIPOC in Patel v. Facebook to affirm a lower court's ruling that plaintiffs in the ongoing Facebook BIPOC class action alleged a concrete injury in fact to confer Article III standing and that the class was properly certified. The Ninth Circuit is the first federal circuit court to conclude that a plaintiff alleging a BIPOC violation has standing for purposes of Article III of the U.S. Constitution. The ruling makes it easier for plaintiffs to certify BIPOC class actions within and outside of Illinois. The Ninth Circuit's decision in Patel v. Facebook. In Patel v. Facebook, Facebook subscribers challenged Facebook's text suggestions program, which scans for and identifies people in uploaded photographs for photo tagging. The class alleges that Facebook collected and stored their biometric data without prior notice or consent and without a compliant data retention schedule in violation of BIPOC. Previously, Facebook moved to dismiss the plaintiff's complaint for lack of Article III standing. The district court, however, denied Facebook's motion to dismiss and certified a class. In upholding the district court's decision, the Ninth Circuit unanimously decided injury in fact, Facebook's alleged use of facial recognition technology with users' consent constituted an invasion of privacy interests. Since BIPOC protects plaintiffs' concrete privacy interests and per se statutory violations of BIPOC actually harm or pose a material risk of harm to such privacy interests, the plaintiffs alleged a concrete and particularized harm sufficient for Article III standing. Class certification. The district court did not abuse its discretion in certifying a class. Illinois extraterritoriality doctrine did not bar the California District Court from finding predominance. Rather, the Ninth Circuit held that it was reasonable to conclude that the Illinois legislature contemplated BIPOC's application to individuals located in Illinois, even if some activities occur outside of Illinois. Notably, in its discussion regarding the district court's decision to certify, the Ninth Circuit also weighed in on a plaintiff's ability to recoup uncapped statutory damages under BIPOC. The panel ruled that nothing in the statute's legislative history indicates that damages should be capped. Denying class certification on the basis that millions of users would be able to recoup such damages was not a sufficient reason to decertify the class. Similar to recent Illinois decisions on which we have previously reported, Patel reaffirms court's willingness to continue to apply BIPOC as written, rather than carving out exceptions. As the first circuit court to directly tackle BIPOC, Patel sets an important precedent for future BIPOC litigation. Takeaways. The panel remanded Patel back to the district court. Pending additional appellate review, Patel is expected to be scheduled for trial. Companies should monitor Patel as it continues to move through the court system, as the rulings in this case will be particularly instructive for businesses grappling with how to remain BIPOC compliant. As we have recommended previously, companies subject to BIPOC's requirements should also take concrete measures to implement, update and maintain policies and procedures that bring them into unequivocal compliance with BIPOC. Such measures include developing a clear policy that explains what information a company collects and how the information will be stored and used. Notifying individuals in writing before any biometric information is collected, and obtaining written consent from the data subject. Implementing these requirements can help bring a company into compliance with the Act and prevent potential claims. For more information on BIPOC compliance, contact your Baker McKenzie attorney.